Country Bob FM.
Here we go with the Bob Almanac, brought to you by American Pressure. Applying the pressure is what they do, because they spray it and they don't say it. Mm-hmm. American Pressure has their huge inventory of pressure washer parts and accessories. American Pressure ships the same day. Their service techs come right to you to get your machines fixed and working like they should. You don't want to turn on your pressure washer and all of a sudden you have no pressure. Right. It's like it's coming out of your bathroom sink.
Yeah.
It's not going to get the job done.
No.
When you need pressure, you got to have it. At a moment's notice, you have to have it at the pull of a trigger, and American Pressure will make sure that you do. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Again, spray it. Don't
say it.
So today is Wednesday. It's May 6th. May the 6th be with you, Neil.
Ooh, and thank you so much.
Let's get into it here. This is one of the more infamous events in all of history.
Those aboard leaping for life from a flaming inferno. The actual crash of the Hindenburg. An airship destroyed in less than half a minute.
It didn't take very long because, that hydrogen, it ignited.
It's flammable.
That's why they use helium now. And, of course, this is the most famous documentary of it, as far as documenting what was going on. We had a guy live.
It's rising. It's rising terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's running, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring fast, and all the folks between that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. Oh, the humanity and all the furniture.
I have to wait until he says, oh, the humanity that has been used over and over and over again. And a guy by the name of Herbert Morrison there reporting on the scene, which they thought was just going to be a routine landing.
Yes.
Or not a landing. It doesn't land. They moor it up in the air.
Yes.
You have to moor it to the mooring. That's what you do with a mooring. You moor it. And there was a spark. There was some built-up electric energy, some static in amongst what. Now, the combination was the helium, and then also I think it was aluminum, the aluminum-based paint, which aluminum doesn't typically conduct electricity all that well, but in this case, the charge from the nearby electrical storm was enough, and voila, see you
can
later.
Can you imagine?
It was really, I remember watching the movie.
Yes.
George C. Scott was in it.
Yeah.
The movie, which they took a little bit of license where they said it might have been a bomb, and it was a bomb.
Yeah.
A bomb. But it wasn't a bomb.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a bomb. They did dramatize it a little bit there. That's what Hollywood likes to do.
But to have that reporter and have that captured live.
Well, you could hear the emotion in his voice.
Oh,
he
no
just
doubt.
Wasn't prepared to see that,
no.
Obviously. That was in 37. How about 65, close to home?
Yes, I can see the funnel coming over Southdale now. It's moving in an easterly direction right between Crosstown Highway 62 and about the 494 freeway.
All right, I know exactly where that is. That's in Suburban Edina.
So
right?
That is courtesy of WCCO Radio, which was credited with saving numerous lives. This day, 1965, it became known as the Fridley Tornado.
Right.
But there were tornadoes, and more than just Fridley was hit, as you can hear there. But the extent of the damage, most of it was in the Fridley, the North Metro area. This date in 65, 13 were killed, more than 500 injured. Mm. Six different tornadoes, four of them were F4s. I don't know if that was the enhanced Fujita scale. F stands for Fujita, Neil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fujita came up with this scale to measure tornadoes. It was before the EF, the enhanced Fujita. This is just regular F. But there were four F4s.
Jeez.
And do you remember that at all?
I do. I do. Yes, I do. We were in the basement. I was living on the Minnetonka-Hopkins border.
Hopkins was mentioned.
At that time, yes.
In those reports, because when it got to Edina, it had already been in Hopkins.
Yes. And it was very scary. I was going to say, you know, everybody listened to CCO then, all right? No FM radio yet.
No.
So, you know, there was basically three or four channels, much like TV, that we listened to on the radio. And for information and news, everybody was tuned to CCO, and that's where we got our information.
I think that was Howard Viken.
It sounded
that voice. Yeah. That was there, and Charlie Boone was in the background there. Obviously, it was really hectic in their newsroom that particular night.
Right.
But that was 1965. I'm sure we have many, many listeners of your age, maybe a little younger and certainly older, that were here then would remember if they were in the Twin Cities Metro that particular night, this night in 1965. Let's a little bit of lighter fare here on today's Bob Almanac, 1976.
The time is right for Pepsi Light, lemony Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
Refreshing Pepsi Light, the cola with a lemony taste.
I love the jingle because it basically, it's like Gilligan's Island theme. It tells you the story of Pepsi Light, all that they did with it and what it's about. And Pepsi Light was introduced by Pepsi, one of the early diet colas.
Yep.
By 76, Tab was barely on the market.
Yeah, Tab wasn't any good.
I don't even know if they had Diet Pepsi at that time.
I don't think so.
But they added a little taste of lemon, which, to be honest, especially those early diet sodas, if you put a little fruit flavor in there, like the Cherry Coke was always a better flavor, better tasting diet pop than regular Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I think you put a little the little bit of that fruit flavor in there actually helped it, and I think these Pepsi people were on top of it.
They were.
In 76 by putting that little lemon in there.
I still order my diet soda with a lemon.
No, it's not just a lemon. It's a lemon twist.
No, it's a chunk of lemon.
Yeah, but you twist it.
Yeah.
Don't you twist it so you can get a little bit of the juice in there?
Yeah.
It's a twist.
Well, now there's a difference.
Why? Tell me what. Tell me the
lemon twists are used in cocktails, and it's just the skin of the lemon.
Oh, wait a minute. I've seen that exactly, where they cut it and they swirl it around like
a... Twist it like a pretzel, you know? But a full... You get a full chunk of lemon. And you squeeze it.
Your years and years of heavy drinking have finally come to fruition here, and it's actually helped us here on the Bob Almanac. I don't know if I've ever had a drink. Maybe an old-fashioned. I've had an old-fashioned. It's usually my wife orders it, and then I take a taste of it. I think sometimes that's got in there. But usually they muddle. Usually those things are muddled. Ever had an old-fashioned?
I don't like that, no.
So that was 76. Pepsi introduced the Pepsi Light. And, of course, the twist of lemon, not to be confused with the Havana twist.
Right.
Which is a whole different thing. That's something you light up, start on fire, and suck on it.
Mm-hmm.
2004 this date.
Well, do you guys have to go to the new house right away, or do you have some time? We got some time. Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure.
Okay.
Where?
we miss Matthew Perry. There he is. The Friends, of course, you know exactly where they're going. They're going to Central Perk.
For sure.
Their favorite hangout there. The final episode of Friends aired on this date, NBC. And again, that's another one of those shows where they're filming, recording that final scene, and the emotions are true.
For sure.
Much like Mary Tyler Moore.
Yep.
Some of these other shows where they're saying goodbye. Yes, exactly. The only one where it was the finale and they didn't go all cheesy with the emotions would be Seinfeld. Because they're sitting in a jail cell. And then later on, Jerry's doing stand-up in the prison, which is hilarious.
That's pretty good.
2004, that was Friends saying bye-bye. And then 2023 this day, this was 3 years ago.
God save the king!
God save the king!
Yeah, King Charles was crowned this date, the first monarch to be crowned since his mom was about 70 years prior. Queen Camilla was there as well. And King Charles, he was just here in the States visiting. Good to have him here.
Yes.
Thank you. He is a king.
Yeah, no king, but king.
2023 is when that happened. Are you ready for birthdays now?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Under the direction of Crazy George out here, having themselves a good evening and enjoying baseball, enjoying the Coliseum and not hurting anybody.
crescendo rising here.
Yeah, and I do believe the true inventor of the wave, George Henderson is his name. We know him better as Crazy George.
Yes.
Crazy George with a K.
Yep.
Happy birthday, 82 today for Crazy George. He worked here for the Vikings for years.
Yes, he did.
He went now. He invented it at Oakland. That was the era of Billy Ball in Oakland. Early 80s, he had Ricky Henderson. They were pretty good.
Yeah, they were good.
I think they didn't go to the World Series, right? But they won the division, ended up losing, I think, to the Yankees in 81, because it wasn't the Yankees and the Dodgers in the 81 World Series.
Yes. Later in the decade, they would go to the World Series.
But that was not Billy Ball,
no,
though. Billy Martin had, again, wore out his welcome at another location. Drinking was involved. Alcohol was involved. He had some twists,
lemon twists.
Yeah. And then he was here. He went to Houston. Remember him doing the Houston Astro thing or Houston Oilers. And then he came here for the Vikings, pounding that drum and getting the fans riled up. So Crazy George, bald guy, blonde hair, in good shape. He was fit.
Yeah,
he certainly was
pretty
fit.
Good shtick he did.
Happy birthday to him.
I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962.
Bob Seger here today.
So good.
And it's funny how the night moves.
This is my favorite part of this song too.
When you just don't seem to have as much to lose.
Because you can kind of picture yourself lying in bed and being awakened by the sound of thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder how far off it is.
It's so well written.
So Bob Seger, lots and lots of hits for Bob Seger. A few of them crossed over to country.
Yeah.
81 for Bob Seger and, of course, his band.
Silver Bullet Band.
Silver Bullet Band.
He was great.
Mary McGregor didn't have a band.
Torn between two lovers.
But she was torn between two lovers.
Yeah.
Born in St. Paul.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Who could forget this 70s ballad?
Torn between two lovers.
It's light rock.
Feeling like a fool.
Some might call that syrup rock, but we need syrup.
Yeah, we do.
I love syrup. I like to put some in my hair sometimes, you know, as a hair gel. Mary McGregor, happy birthday today, 78 years old.
Sounds like TV theme time, Jim.
Yes, it is. And the actor who played Grossman on Chips, he was kind of the chubby, dumb one. And you look at the episodes, he really wasn't that fat. But,
no.
Compared to Ponch and John,
right.
He was a little pudgy. And every show needed one of those. Paul Linke, Grossman from Chips. Also 76 today.
And the winner of the $10,000 in tonight's funniest home video is Gassy Gal, sent in by Ken and Jen Shea.
Gassy Gal, how embarrassing is that?
Yeah, way to go.
There was some gassiness in that video, but it won the big prize. There's Tom Bergeron, hosted a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing with the Stars, America's Funniest Home Videos. He was a Hollywood Squares host there for many years. I think he's kind of semi, if not fully, retired. I don't see him on much anymore.
Okay.
Because Carlton Banks has taken over America's Funniest Home Videos.
Who does Dancing with the Stars?
It's probably him. Alfonso Ribeiro? Does he host that too? I don't think Bergeron. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars anymore. The one series of watching Lando Calrissian out there on his two replaced hips. After I saw that, I didn't need to see any more of the show.
Cured you of all need.
Exactly. There's Tom Bergeron. He is 71 today.
What's this? Things I've got to do before I die.
A child's last wish becomes an extraordinary touch by an angel with guest star Wynonna. Then.
Ooh, that's a touch by the angel I want to watch. Wynonna is on there singing songs. So that's the actress Roma Downey, who was an angel on Touched by an Angel.
Very nice.
You have your Della Reese and your other angels that showed up there. I believe Some of the other angels that showed up, Doug DeSensei was
okay,
there. Bob
sure.
Boone
fine third baseman.
Was there. Mm-hmm. Rod Carew, later in his career, was on Touched by an Angel show. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Roma Downey is 66.
I want a car. Chicks dig the car.
This is why Superman works alone.
Yeah, George Clooney, he was one of the we were talking about
yes.
who played Batman. He's one of the Batmen.
Yep. Between Batman and Superman, a lot of guys played it.
He's been in a lot of other movies as well.
Sure has.
Got his start, in fact, on Facts of Life.
Oh, he did.
And then became a star on ER.
Yes.
And he is 65 today.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I want to be on the cover of a magazine. I wish I had a light-skinned boyfriend with real nice hair. But first, I want to be in one of them BET videos.
So she was Precious. I think that thing won some Academy Awards. She didn't win anything for it. But do you remember the movie Precious? She's kind of she's a bigger gal.
Mm.
Gabourey Sidibe.
I don't recall.
Is 43 today. Of course you wouldn't.
Yeah. Sorry
but
about that.
She's an actor. You better send her a fax or something to apologize. And then our rapper of the day is Meek Mill. Meek Mill. Very few rappers are Meek.
No,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, but Meek Mill today.
Meek Mill, the well-known Meek Mill.
39.
Gone, but not forgotten today. Where do we start? We're going to start with Sigmund Freud. A Freudian slip has been...
I want to let our listeners know that even though it sounds like when you go to the Gone, but not forgotten, that you've never looked at it yet until right that moment, you actually have.
I have.
You actually have. Even though it seems like you're just seeing it for the first time.
Yep.
You have actually reviewed it.
Yeah.
I think our listeners deserve to know that.
Yeah. I'm scrolling down through the rest of, and I never know where the live birthdays end and where my segment starts. So I gotta scroll down.
Here's
sometimes
a tip.
It's further than
Here's
up.
A tip from my staff. Your computer has something called Notepad.
Mm-hmm.
You open up a Notepad.
Right.
Copy and paste what your staff gives you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you paste it onto that Notepad. Then you can edit out which ones you're not going to use.
Oh, crafty.
I wouldn't say do that because we do enjoy your approach.
Right.
But
yeah,
I'm just saying at some point in time.
Well, I can tell you it's not anything that's going to happen immediately.
That's good. We're in no hurry. We're in no hurry. Anybody who's listened to the Bob Almanac knows that we're in no hurry.
I appreciate that. Sigmund Freud, born on this day in 1856. And would we have the North Pole if it wasn't for Robert E. Perry, born on this day, same as Freud, 1856. He discovered both the North Pole and Greenland. Are we still trying to buy Greenland, too, or are they on their own?
I think Greenland's on the back burner with what's going on now.
Actor Raymond Bailey, he was Milton Drysdale. He was a banker. He was in charge of the Clampett's money on the Beverly Hillbillies, 1904.
Mr. Drysdale, you always told me I had $45 million in cash.
Well, you have, but it's not cash. Like I said, it's invested. I've got it spread out all over the country.
Well, maybe you better start getting it together. It would ease my mind considerable to see it.
Great Scott, man! It would take weeks and weeks and weeks to get $45 million in cash. You don't understand.
Yeah, the Clampets don't quite understand modern banking.
Right? I think Granny was in on that conversation, too.
She thought they were being slickered.
Right. That slickered talk, if you ever heard it. Love it. The Clampets at $45 million. I never knew the actual number.
There you go.
That's pretty good. Let's see. He was a coach of the Super Bowl champion New York Jets, and we just don't have enough guys named Weeb.
What's
anymore.
His real name?
Weebaloid.
Walter something.
Walter,
I bet it starts with a W.
Probably does. 1907. Orson Welles was a Hall of Fame actor, producer, and director. 1915.
And wine drinker.
Next time you go shopping, you're choosing a wine. Make it Paul Masson Burgundy. Paul Masson himself said it nearly a century ago. We will sell no wine before it's time.
Or we'll only sell it if we need money.
Right.
And if you need money, you can't wait for time.
Time will wait for us at that point. 1950, of course, War of the Worlds is his famous radio broadcast that sparked so much chatter and, well, did it really spark suicides? I don't know for sure. Citizen Kane, other things. Willie Mays, one of the greatest of all time to play the game of baseball. He was and still would be the Say Hey Kid, 1931.
I said no.
Oh,
Willie
no,
Mays.
No Willie. No, yeah.
No.
Can't we? We don't have him flagging down that ball. In
well, they actually did a. They did a song. Somebody
yes,
did a song.
There
and
was
I have used the song before, but
yes,
not this year.
Not this year. He played 24 All-Star games during his career. That's pretty good. Willie Mays, 1931. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Which is amazing because that's more years than he played in baseball. Yeah. But there's a reason for that. Now this.
I think I'll get the corn first, sir. Oh, Mister. Mister.
Yes.
The yes guy, Neil. Your staff yes. forgot Frank Nelson.
Guy, yeah, we usually get Rochester.
Where's the corn department?
I'm looking at it.
He is funny, and he used to show up on all Sanford and Sons, yes. I Love Lucy, so many yes. other shows, but kind of got his start with Jack Benny.
Like it. And what was his name?
Frank Nelson. Yes. He's the yes guy.
Yeah.
Born this date, 1911.
Okay.
Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brought to you by American Pressure, the Almanac, now a Bobathon, brought to you by Logan Companies. Mm-hmm. They do heating, cooling, and plumbing.
That's what I hear.
Would you like to start with Toby Keith, I'm just talking about tonight, Streets of Bakersfield, Dwight and Buck, or Kiss a Girl, Keith Urban?
Feel like the Bakersfield thing would be good.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX.